It's time for North Posey Viking basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and North Posey.
Flying to Weatherholt. Weatherholt drives the baseline. Lost control of it, but is able to recover it. Passes it out to Lewis. Lewis passes it outside the three-point line to Bender. Bender takes a few dribbles. Bounce passes it to Johnson, back out to Bender. Bender passes it on the other side to Lewis. In the middle there to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it. No good. Off the rim. Rebound it by here to Chills. And we got a foul here on North Posey. And that's going to be on number 32, Ellie Joe Johnson. That's going to be her first personal foul. And first team foul of the quarter for North Posey. So here Chills inbound the ball. Macy Littleton's handling the ball right now. Number 14. Littleton passes it to Carly Still. Still tries to drive in the lane there, but got it stolen by Kylie Bender. Bender's had two good defensive plays here and two possessions in a row. And that ball, she passed to Weatherholt, but it bounced right off her foot and went out of bounds. It's going to be Heritage Hills ball. Substitution in the game now. It was Jazz Ward's in the game now for Ella Weatherholt. North Posey's still playing a full court press. 4:52 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings lead 3-0. And they said that went off of a North Posey player, so that's still going to be Herod Chill's ball. That was a good move there by Ellie Joe Johnson defensively. Mason Littleton's handling the ball right now for Herod Chill's. Littleton gives it over to Mia Becker. Becker drives the baseline, gets stuck there, and she gets called for traveling. That was a turnover on.
Radio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland. Thanks for joining us again for the second night in a row for North Posey basketball. North Posey Lady Vikings played the Heritage Hills Lady Patriots tonight, who are 7-7 on the season. Well, North Posey's currently 9-5. Last night, North Posey beat Evansville Christian 60-44. Heritage Hills, in their last game, they played last Saturday, and they defeated Evansville Wrights 59-37 at Heritage Hills. So thanks for joining us today. We got a pretty good matchup here for Pac Athletic Conference game here. Both teams currently in the conference. North Posey is 2-3 in the PAC at an 8th place, while Heritage Hills is 3-3 in the PAC at 7th place. North Posey at home this year is 4-1, while Heritage Hills on the road is 1-4. But Heritage Hills is 6-1 in their home game, so they're like almost unstoppable at home. But when they get on the road, it's like they're a different team. So, but that doesn't matter. This is a new game tonight, and anything can happen. So, but just going by the records and stuff, and I was really surprised by some of the losses they had on the road. So, but it'll be a good matchup tonight. Both teams should be a pretty exciting game. Very close. North Posey comes in this game averaging 52.8 points per game, while Heritage Hills averages 46.7 a game. We are close to getting ready to have a national anthem a little bit, but I'm going to go through a few things real quick. But leading the way for North Posey is Lista Heath with 15.8 points a game. And for Heritage Hills is Carly Still with 13.6 a game. So they lead the teams in scoring right now for both schools. But we're going to step away for a moment because they're bringing the flag down for the national anthem. You're listening to Lady Viking basketball on WPIW.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has 3 unit sizes to fit your needs: 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Vikings basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey and Dainty, between the Heritage Hills Lady Patriots and the North Posey Lady Vikings. Starting lineups for tonight's game for Heritage Hills, 7-7 on the season. We'll start off with 5'5" senior number 14, Macy Littleton. Then we got 5'5" senior number 21, Carly Still. We got 5'10" sophomore number 23, Mia Becker. Then we got 5'7" senior number 55, Hadley Lieberine. Then 5'8" senior number 33, Liz Gogol. And they are coached by Kim Brown in her 14th year of Heritage Hills with 178-129 record. For North Posey, starting tonight for them is 5'5" junior number 3, Mallory Lewis. Then we got 6' junior number 5, Kylie Bender. 6' senior number 12, Alyssa Heath. 5'9" junior, Ella Weatherholt, and 5'6" junior number 32, Ellie Joe Johnson. And they are coached by Kevin Cole in his first year with a 9-5 record overall. So North Posey comes in this game at 9-5. Heritage Hills comes in the game at 7-7 on the season. And I'll be a pretty good ball game tonight. So we'll see what happens here. North Posey's currently on a – both teams are actually on a one-game win streak. Well, they both won one game already, so both of them are looking for a win – win streak if they win this matchup. So we'll see what happens here in this game, and then we'll move on. So, but it should be a good one tonight. So thanks for joining us here on 98.9. And we've got a delay here with something wrong with one of the rims, and hopefully it's been fixed now. So we had a little bit of a delay in game here on the backboard. So here we go. Heritage Hills comes in this game wearing blue jersey, navy blue jerseys with red lettering. North Posey wearing white jerseys tonight with red lettering. So North Posey will be the home team on the scoreboard. Heritage Hills will be the guest team on the scoreboard. And we're still in delay right now. So hopefully we can get this ball game rolling soon. So here we go. So we're gonna have Mia Becker jump against Alyssa Heath, and we're tipped off. Here we go. Heritage Hills tried to get the tip off, and the ball went out of bounds on Hadley Liebering. So it's gonna be North Posey ball here. Only 2 seconds been played on the clock. So North Posey gonna get the ball at half court. Hallie Bender inbounded it to Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson passes it over to Lewis. Logs in the baseline there to Heath. Heath takes a three-point shot, goes up. It's good. Three-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 3-0 North Posey. Eric Chills storming down the court on a fast break. Tried to throw it up, basket up there, and missed it. Rebounded by Liebering. Liebering passes it out to number 21 still. Still gives it over to Gogol. Back to Still. Still leads him to scoring. Takes a shot there. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Heath. Heath gives the ball to Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson bringing the ball up to court. Johnson drives the lane there. Kicks on the sideline there to Bender. Back out to Heath. Heath passes it back to Johnson. Ellie Joe Johnson handling the ball right now for Lady Vikings. Down to 7:05 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings have a 3-0 lead over Heritage Hills. Lewix took a few dribbles and decided to pass it back out to Bender. Bender now drives the lane there, gives it to Weatherholt. Weatherholt passes on baseline there to Johnson. Johnson gives the ball to Lewix outside the three-point line. Lewix takes a jump shot, goes up, no good. And it's going to be out of bounds on North Posey. It's going to be Heritage Hills' ball. 6:38 left here, first quarter. North Posey leads 3-0 over Heritage Hills. North Posey playing a full-court press on Lady Patriots. Carly still bringing the ball to court for Lady Patriots. Gives it to Liz Gogol. Gogol passes it to Liebering. Out to... trying to get the number 14, Macy Lillian. Back to Still. Over to Gogol. And Bender stole the ball and got it back in Heritage Hills. No, Heath was able to recover the steal by Bender. So good defensive move there by Bender in Heath. Johnson's handling the ball right now from North Posey. Down 6 minutes left on the game clock here in the first quarter. Lissa Heath handling the ball right now. Passes it to Lewix. Lewix passes on the other side to Johnson on the best goal. So North Posey got the ball. Lewix handling it right now for North Posey. Gets it out to Jazz Ward. Ward passes it over to Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson gives it the base to the top of the key to Heath. Heath bounce passes it to Johnson. Johnson's able to recover it. Back over to Heath. Heath back to Johnson. Johnson gives the ball over to Bender. Bender takes a few dribbles, passes it back over to Lewix. Back out to Johnson. Bender takes a pass, passes it back to Johnson. Lewix back to Johnson. There you go. Johnson dribbles the ball, passes it over to Lewix on the baseline to Ward. Ward drives the lane there. And Ward got lost it, but Haley Lieberling stepped on the line. It's going to be North Posey ball. In the game for North Posey's number 14, Addie Murphy for Kylie Bender. 3 minutes, 40 seconds left here, first quarter. North Posey still leads 3-0. North Posey gets the ball in time. Addie Murphy just came in the game. She's had the ball there just a minute ago. Ellie Joe Johnson handling it. Passes it over to Lewix. Lewix drives the lane there, goes up with it. Passes it over to Ward. Ward takes a shot, no good. Rebounded by Littleton. Carly Stills bringing the ball up the court on fast break. Slow down. Oh, and Lewix is able to steal it. Lewix is going to look up court. Decides to go up with it herself, and it's good. Two-point basket by Mallory Lewix. 5-0, North Posey. So we got a 30-second timeout here by North Posey. 3 minutes, 1 second left here in the first quarter. North Posey leads this game 5-0 over here to Chills. Kind of a back-and-forth game. A lot of good defensive moves there by both teams, but a very low-scoring game so far here. But North Posey holding their own, looking good so far here in this early on in this matchup. So hopefully they can maintain this pace and continue to hopefully they can build a big margin against the Lady Patriot team. So we'll see what happens. So both teams coming back on the court. Heritage Hills is going to get the ball and come back into play. They're going to have to go. They're going to inbound the ball underneath the North Posey basket. A little over 3 minutes left here in the first quarter. Get it inbounds to Littlelin. Littlelin bringing the ball to court. Pass it over to Still. Still takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Ward bringing the ball to court. Passes over to Murphy. In the middle to Ward. Ward drives the lane here. Passes it out to Heath. He takes a three-point shot. Up, it's good. Three-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 8-0 North Posey. 2:32 left here, first quarter. Littlelin gives the ball to Gogol. Over to Still. Carly Still's handling it right now, number 21. Gives it over to Littlelin. Littlelin takes a that was Mia Becker, and she made a two-point basket. Two-point basket by Mia Becker, 8-2, North Posey. 2 minutes, 10 seconds left here, first quarter. Those jerseys are tough to read for Heritage Hills tonight. So we go with Lewigs, handling the ball. Gives it out to Johnson, over on the baseline to Heath. Heath goes across court to Murphy. Murphy bounce passes in the middle to Ward, and Ward just got fouled. That foul is going to be on number 33, Liz Gogol. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Heritage Hills. So, Haley Coleman is in the game now for Heritage Hills, number 44. I'll pass it over to Lewigs. Lewigs gives the ball top of the key to Murphy. Over on the other side to Heath. Heath takes a dribble, bounce passes it back to Lewigs. Over on the baseline to Murphy. Murphy passes it back out to Lewigs. Got Ward driving the lane there. Goes up with it. Nice bounce pass to Murphy. Murphy missed the basket. Rebounded by Heritage Hills. As Lieberling. Also in the game is number 2, Kinley Bell for Heritage Hills. And that ball went out of bounds on Heritage Hills. Rolled out, and it's going to be North Posey ball. 1 minute, 15 seconds left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings lead 8-2 over North Posey. Over Heritage Hills. So Lady Vikings got a 6-point lead here. And North Posey just threw the ball away, and Littlelin is able to steal it, but Ellie Jo Johnson is able to steal it back. Good move there by Johnson. Heath handling the ball, takes a 3-point shot. No good. Off the rim. Rebounded by Mia Becker. Becker gets the ball to Littlelin. Littlelin gets across the 10-second line. Back to Becker. Over on the other side to Bell. Becker took a 3-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Lieberling. And Lieberling stepped on the line, and it's going to be out of bounds on Heritage Hill. It's going to be North Posey ball. 37.4 seconds left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings lead 8-2 over Heritage Hills. Ellie Jo Johnson bringing the ball up the court for the Lady Vikings. Johnson gets across the 10-second line. Down 30 seconds on the clock. Heath handling the ball, and Heath just got fouled. And that foul's on number 2, Kinley Bell. That's her first personal foul. First personal and second team foul of the quarter. So North Posey's going to inbound the ball here at 26.2 seconds left in the first quarter. Ellie Jo Johnson has the ball right now, down to 23 seconds on the game clock. Johnson gives it to Heath. In the middle to Murphy. Murphy bounce passes it to Ward. Ward goes up with it. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Lieberling for Heritage Hills. Lieberling gives it to Becker. Becker lays it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Mia Becker. 8-4, North Posey. 1 second left. Lewis takes a three-point shot. Off the rim. No good. After one quarter of play, North Posey leads this game 8-4 over Heritage Hills. You're listening to Lady Viking Basketball on WPIW 90.9 FM.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
JT's Honda.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey Gymnasium between the Heritage Hills Lady Patriots and the North Posey Lady Vikings. You can restart second quarter. Heritage Hills gets the ball, start the quarter. Lady Vikings lead this game 8-4 over Heritage Hills. Lieberling drives the lane there, goes up with it. Good. Two-point basket by Hadley Lieberling. Lieberling, sorry about that. Layup by Lewis is missed. Rebounded by Still. She got the ball to Littleland. Over to Still. Over the baseline there to Bell. Bell takes a three-point shot. Missed it. Rebounded by number 10, Emma Guthrie, in the game. Still takes a three-point shot. It's good. Three-point basket by Carly Still. Three-point basket, and the score now is 9-8, Heritage Hills. The Lady Vikings trail for the first time in this game tonight. 7 minutes left here in the first half. Heath handling the ball right now. And Alyssa Heath just got fouled. And that foul is on number 55, Hadley Lieberling. Lieberling. I'll get it right by the end of the game. Lieberling gets it over to Ward. Ward gets to the basket, makes the basket, and she's going to go to the line for the three-point play. So Jazz Ward. And that foul is on number 10, Emma Guthrie. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Heritage Hills. Going to the line for a three-point play is Jazz Ward. Lady Vikings lead 10-9. Ward makes the free throw shot, so Lady Vikings now lead 11-9. Regain the lead back. 6:52 left here, second quarter. Lieberling handles the ball, gives it to Littleton. Over to Still. Lieberling goes to the basket, makes a layup. Going for the back. So Lieberling's going to go to the line for a three-point play. And that foul is on number 23, Jazz Ward. That's her first personal foul. Second. And the first team foul of the quarter from our Posey. So Hadley Lieberling's going to the line for the three-point play. And give the Heritage Hills a lead, and she did. So she made a three-point play. Heritage Hills now leads this game 12-11 over North Posey. 6:37 left here in the second quarter. So Ellie Jo Johnson's bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Gives it over to Lewix. Lewix takes a few dribbles, passes it back to Johnson. Johnson looks like she's going to drive the lane there and tries to kick it back out. Gives it over to Bender. Bender to Lewix. Out to Murphy. Back to top the key to Lewix. Over on the other side to Johnson. Johnson passes it to Weatherholt. Or to Lewix. Lewix drives the lane there. Kicks it out to Murphy for a three-point basket. No good. Rebounded by Lewix. Lewix makes a shot. No good. Recovered by Murphy. Murphy goes up with it. Rebounded by Lewix. Lewix lays it up. Good. Two-point basket by Mallory Lewix. 13-12, North Posey. 5:45 left here, second quarter. Littleton bringing the ball to court for Heritage Hills. Gives it over to Gogol. Back out to Guthrie, who made the shot. No good. Rebounded by Bell. And North Posey just stole the ball. Johnson's bringing the ball to court for the Lady Vikings. And Johnson got fouled going to the basket. So she's going to... And they said that wasn't a foul. They said it was alternating possession. So, but still, the alternating possession arrow stays with North Posey. So, still going to be North Posey ball. So 5:23 left here, second quarter. Lady Vikings have a 1-point lead, 13-12. Bender drives the lane there, goes up with it, and Bender just got called for traveling. So no cozy turnover there. 5:18 left here, second quarter. Posey's still in a full-court press. Littleton bringing the ball to court for Heritage Hills. Passes it to Becker. Over to Liebering. To Still. Still passes it to Becker. Becker takes a shot. Goes out. No good. Rebound it. Well, no. Who got the ball? Eddie Murphy's got the ball right now. Murphy's driving down lane on a fast break. Is it? Oh, nice bounce pass to Ellie Joe Johnson, and Johnson makes a 2-point basket. 15-12, North Posey leads by 3. Gogol handling the ball right now for the Lady Patriots, gives it to Littleton. Littleton tries to drive lane there, and she's going to go to line for 2. She got fouled there. That foul's going to be number 14, Addie Murphy. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. So going to the line for 2 free throw shots with Macy Littleton. Littleton takes her first free throw shot, and it's good. It's her first point of the game. 15-13 is your score now. Back in the game from North Posey's Jazz Ward and Alyssa Heath for Addie Murphy and Ellie Joe Johnson. So here we go. Littleton's getting ready to take her second free throw shot. Goes up, and it's good. She goes 2 for 2 there at the line. 15-14, North Posey leads by 1. 4:35 left here in the second quarter. Lewis bringing the ball to court for the Lady Vikings. Lewis drives right down the middle there, takes a jump shot, goes up, it's good. 2-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 17-14, North Posey leads. Lewis got 6 points now here in the first half. Having a very good game so far. Carly still handling the ball, gives it to Littleton. Littleton still handles it, gives it to Liberling. In the middle there to Still. Still had to, lost it. Bender stole the ball from her. Bender's going to drive down the lane there, and she's going to go. Looks like she got fouled, then she's going to go to the line. And she is. And that foul's at number 55. Hadley Liberling. That's going to be her second personal foul. And that'd be the 13th foul of the quarter for Heritage Hills. Going to the line for 2 free throw shots. It's Kylie Bender. Bender takes her first free throw shot. It's good. And that's her first point of the game. 18-14 is your score now. North Posey leads by 4. Bender gets ready to take her second free throw shot. Goes up. And it's good. So she goes 2 for 2 there at the line. North Posey's really shot very well the last 2 games at the free throw line. 19-14 now. North Posey leads by 5. 3:51 left here in the first half. And on the ball right now is Littleton, Macy Littleton for Heritage Hills. Littleton's trying to find somebody open to pass to. Gets it over to Mia Becker. Back out to Kinley Bell. Becker gives it over to Guthrie. Back to Bell, over to Littleton. Littleton passes it outside 3-point line to Guthrie. In the middle there to Becker. Nice block shot by Ward, and Ward's going to get called for a foul, which does a good, that does a clean block. And that's going to be Jazz Ward's second personal foul. And it's the 13th foul of the quarter from Posey. So going to the line for 2 free throw shots with Mia Becker. Becker takes her first free throw shot. It is no good. 19-14 is your score. 3:18 left here, second quarter. If you're joining us, Becker going to take her second free throw shot. Goes up. It's good. So you go 1 for 2 there at the line. 19-15 now is your score. Posey leads by 4. 3:15 left here in the first half. Mallory Lewis bringing the ball to court for Lady Vikings. Lewis still handling it. Lewis takes a jump shot. Goes up. It's good. 2-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 21-15. North Posey leads by 6. 3 minutes left here, first half. Littleton passes over to Liz Gogol. Takes a 3-point shot. Off the rim. No good. And that's going to be off of looks like, yeah, it's going to be all the North Posey players. It's going to be Heritage Hills ball. They're going to inbound underneath their basket here. 2:52 left here in the second quarter. In the game for Heritage Hills is number 3, Claire Sisley, and number 14, Addie Murphy for Jazz Ward. And Liz Gogol for Heritage Hills. So Bell's got the ball, gives it over to Littlein. Littlein passes it on the other side to Guthrie, out to Becker. Becker passes it back to Guthrie. Over to Littlein, back to Bell. Outside to Sisley, back to Littlein. Down to 2:30 left here in the first half. Littlein was in the middle there, but had two defenders around her. Becker takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Mia Becker, three-point basket. 21-18 is your score. Lady Vikings lead by 3. 2:07 left here in the second quarter. Lodes passes the ball to Bender. Bender passes it back out to Murphy. Murphy takes a dribble. Murphy passes it back out to Lewigs, over to Heath. Heath's outside the three-point line, passes the top of the key to Lewigs. Lewigs decides to bring it back out a little more. Down to 1:40 left on the game clock. Lewigs passes it over to Heath. Heath looked like she's going to try to take a three-point shot and decided not to. Get the ball in the middle there to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it. Rolls out, no good. Weatherholt gets her own rebound. And it goes up, and it's good. And she's gonna she got fouled, and she's going to go line for a three-point play. 23-18, North Posey leads. And that foul's on number 23, Mia Becker. That's her first personal foul. 14 foul, the quarter for Heritage Hills. Going to line for two free throw shots is Ella Weatherholt. I mean, for one free throw shot is Ella Weatherholt for the three-point play. Weatherholt takes her free throw shot, rolls out, no good. Lady Vikings lead by 5, 23-18. Get the ball up the court to Guthrie. Guthrie passes it out to Still. Still takes a shot off the rim, no good. Rebound it, Kylie Bender. Bender bringing the ball up the court for Lady Vikings. Down to 1:07 left here in the game clock for the first half. Pass it over in the corner there to Addie Murphy, back out to Lewicks. Lewicks passes it on the other side to Heath, outside the three-point line. Heath gives it to Weatherholt, over to Lewicks. Lewicks passes it to Bender, over on the other side to Murphy, on the baseline to Murphy. Murphy passes it out top the key to Lewicks, down to 42 seconds left on the first half. Bounce pass in the middle there to Weatherholt. Weatherholt recovers it, lays it up, it's good. Two-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 25-18 is your score. Lady Vikings lead by 7. 26 seconds left, and ooh, that one's had an over and back call. Heritage Hills almost turned it over there. Down to 20 seconds left here in the first half. Guthrie's got the ball, gives it over to Bell. Bell gives it to Still tried to make a three-point shot and missed it. Sisley got the rebound, and she got fouled. So that foul's going to be on Alyssa Heath. That's her first personal foul. It's only the 14th foul, so Heritage Hills got inbound the ball underneath their basket with 9.4 seconds left. Lady Vikings got a 7-point lead. Bell's got the ball, gives it over to Becker. Becker drives in the lane there, throws one up, gets it blocked by Bender. Nice defensive move there, and that is the end of the first half. At your halftime break, North Posey leads this game by the score of 25-18. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring the first half totals. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Nick's Industrial is hiring. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nick's Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nick's Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine. Because your car deserves more than clean, it deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action tonight from North Posey Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Heritage Hills Lady Patriots. We are at the halftime break. North Posey leads this game by the score of 25-18. First quarter, North Posey jumped out to an 8-0 lead to start off the quarter. Heritage Hills scored the last 4 points of the quarter to cut that lead down to 8-4 after one quarter of play. Lady Patriots went on a 5-0 run there to start the second quarter to take a 9-8 lead. That was the last time they led this game from that point. They only had the lead one time at 9-8. From that point, North Posey took over the game and have led the rest of the way. So there was one tie at 11-11. We had three lead changes and one tie in this game, and that's basically where we're at right now. But the Lady Vikings this is their biggest lead of the game right now at 7 points at 25-18 right now. But North Posey won the first quarter 8-4. Heritage Hills won the second quarter 17-14 to give us a halftime score of 25-18. So that's where we are. As for individual scoring in the first half, leading the way for Heritage Hills is Mia Becker. She's got 8 points. We got Hadley Lieberling. She's got 5 points. Carly Steele's got 3 points. And Macy Littleland's got 2 points. So they got four players have scored so far for Heritage Hills in the first half. For North Posey, they got Mallory Lewis. She's got 8 points in the game. Alyssa Heath's got 6. Off 2 3-point baskets in the first quarter. Then we got Ella Weatherholt with 4 points. Jazz Ward with 3 points. Kylie Bender with 2 points. And Ellie Jo Johnson with 2 points. So pretty good balanced scoring by the Lady Vikings here in the first half. So, not a bad half so far. Lady Vikings got a 7-point lead, 3 possessions advantage right now. So not too bad. But as for free throw shooting in the first half, North Posey went 3-for-4, while Heritage Hills went 4-for-5. Foul totals, Mariposa had 5 fouls in the first half, while Heritage Hills had 6. So that's a little bit about what happened so far. We're about 4 minutes away from the start of the second half. Not much else going on. Let's see what other game. We got other games going on tonight. I don't have any scores yet, but I can tell you who else is playing in the area. There's a lot. There's quite a few games in the PA of teams in the PAC playing tonight. We have Cordon Central's playing at Forest Park. We got Lagodi playing at Pike Central. Mount Vernon's playing at Tecumseh. South Spencer at South Central. Southridge at Northeast Dubois, and Washington at Princeton. Those are the other games going on in the PAC tonight. Last night, we had we had 3 games played in the PAC. We had Gibson Southern beat Boonville 62-29. Mariposa defeated Evansville Christian 60-44. Then we had Tell City beat Hancock County, Kentucky 52-35. Those are the games last night that happened in the PAC. So we're going to step away for a moment. We got about a little less than 3.5 minutes till the start of the third quarter, but we're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you the start of the third quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has 3 unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Heritage Hills Lady Patriots. Getting ready to start the third quarter, North Posey leads this game by the score of 25-18. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully, North Posey comes out and keeps this momentum up here in the second half and gets their second win in a row. So hopefully we can talk about that when we at the end of this game, hopefully. So we'll see what happens. But Heritage Hill is a very good ball team. Like I said, they're 7-7 on the season, but they just beat Evansville Wrights pretty bad last weekend, actually. Pretty bad last Saturday. They beat them by the score of 59-37. So, and that actually, that was at Heritage Hills. And I said the Lady Patriots are almost unbeatable at home, but when they get on the road, they struggle. So, but tonight they've been playing pretty well, and this game's not over with yet. So, but Heritage Hill's going to get the ball, start third quarter here. Carly Steele's going to inbound the ball. She's trying to get it inbounds. And Kylie Bender almost stole that ball, stole the ball from Littleton, but Littleton's handling it right now, being guarded by Lewis. Pass in the middle there to Liberlin. Out to Littleton, back over to Steele. Still Littleton in the middle there to Liberlin. She drives in the lane there, goes up with it, lays it up, it's good. 2-point basket by Hadley Liberlin. 25-20 is your score. Heritage Hill's playing in press now. Johnson lays one up, rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it. Weatherholt gets it blocked, rebounded by Liberlin. Liberlin bringing the ball to court for Heritage Hill. Goes up with it, and she gets fouled going to the basket, and she made the basket. So she's going to go line for the 3-point play. 25-22 is your score now. That foul's going to be on Mallory Lewis. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the first quarter, or for the third quarter for Lady Vikings. Liberlin's going in line for the 3-point play. And she makes it. So she's got 5 straight points here in the game. Gets Heritage Hills back in the game. 25-23. Lady Vikings up by 2. 7:15 left here in third quarter. Heritage Hills playing full court press. Johnson gets the ball to Bender. Bender gets across the 10-second line in time. Gets it over to Heath. Heath takes a 3-point shot. Up, and it's good. 3-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 28-23. Mariposi leads. We got a full timeout here, I believe, by Heritage Hills. And it's full time by Mariposi, so 7:01 left here, third quarter. Lady Vikings lead 28-23 over Heritage Hills. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. Heritage Hills got the ball. They're going to inbound the ball. And we got a whistle blown here. I don't know what happened. But the Lady Patriots going to inbound the ball underneath North Posey's basket, go the full length of the court. North Posey in a full court press. And Bender just stole the ball from, or almost got the steal, and it went out of bounds. But it's a good defensive move there by Kylie Bender. So Bender. And Heritage Hills just got called for traveling. So Mia Becker just got called for traveling, trying to inbound the ball. She was trying to move with the ball. And in that situation, she can't move with the ball. So Mariposi gets the ball back underneath their basket. Bender throws it up top to Johnson. Johnson recovers it. Johnson drives in lane here, takes a jump shot. It's up. It's good. 2-point basket by Ellie Jo Johnson. 30-23. Mariposi leads by 7 again. Get the ball over to Becker. Out to Littleton. Back to Becker. And is that Mia Becker got the 3-point basket. Becker, 3-point basket. She's got 11 now in the game. Johnson goes up with it, lays it up. It's good. She's going to go in line for the 3-point play. 32-26 now. Opposing leads. Macy Littleton's got the fouls. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Heritage Hills. Going the line for the 3-point play is Ellie Jo Johnson. She goes up. And it rolls out, no good. And then we got an over-the-back call on Alyssa Heath. So she's going to get called for her second personal foul. And that would be the second team foul of the quarter from Mariposi. So Heritage Hill's going to inbound the ball. Get it to Carly Steele. Still trying to get it. She just got it across the 10-second line. over to Gogol. Gogol takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson got out of a trap there and escape. Gets it over to Lewis. Lewis takes a jump shot. Rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket. Mallory Lewis. 34-26 now is your score. North Posey lead, biggest lead of the game. 6 minutes left here, third quarter. Lillian has got it across in time. Gets over to Carly Still. Still lays it up. Good. Two-point basket by Carly Still. 34-28 is your score now. Heath takes a three-point shot. It's good. Three-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 37-28 now. Still, handles the ball, gives it over to Liberline. Liberline tries to make it, goes up with it, makes the basket. Two-point basket by Hadley Liberline. 37-30 is your score. 5:16 left here, third quarter. This game is moving along pretty fast. Bender handling the ball right now for North Posey. Bender drives the lane, goes up with it, rolls in. It's good. She's going to go line for the three-point play. Bender made the score down 39-30. And that foul is on number 23, Mia Becker. That's her second personal foul, second team foul of the quarter. So 39-30, North Posey leads. Bender takes a makes a free throw shot, and it's good. That must have been a two-point basket by Heath there earlier. So it's 39-30 is your score. Still trying to make a shot. Got it blocked by Bender. Recovered by Heath. Johnson bringing the ball to court down to 4:52 left here, third quarter. Bender drives the lane, passes it over to Weatherholt. Back out to Lewis. Lewis gives the ball to Bender on the baseline to Johnson. Johnson takes a few dribbles, passes it atop the key to Bender over on the other side to hit Lewis. Lewis takes a few dribbles. Comes back out with midcourt with it. Passes it to Johnson. Johnson drives the lane there, goes up with it, and she gets fouled. So Ellie Joe Johnson's going to go line for two free throws. And that foul is number 21, Carly Still. That's her first personal foul. 13 foul of the quarter. Johnson gets her attacker. First free throw shot goes up. It's good. 40-30 now is your score. So Johnson's got 7 points in the game now. Johnson can already take her second free throw shot. Goes up and rolls out. So Lady Vikings got a 10-point lead, biggest lead of the game. 4:18 left here, third quarter. And Lillian tried to drive the lane, and she got fouled by. That was on Mallory Lewis. That's her second personal foul. 13 foul of the quarter. Going line for two free throw shots will be Macy Lillian. Lillian takes her first free throw shot, and it rolls out. Lillian's got 2 points in the game. She's 2 for 3 now at the free throw line now. It's her second free throw shot. Goes up. It's good. So she goes 1 for 2 there at the line. 40-31 is your score. Lady Vikings lead by 9. 4 minutes, 12 seconds left here in third quarter. Lewis handling the ball right now for North Posey. Gets the ball over to Johnson. Johnson bounce passes to Heath in the middle to Murphy. Murphy made a basket. Rebounded by Lewis. Nice hustle there by Lewis. And it's going to be over and back on North Posey. So Lady Viking turnover. I think the ball was touched by Heritage Hills, and even the fans think that too. But the referees say it's Heritage Hills' ball. I don't know about that call. So I think the officials missed. There was a hand in there on Heritage Hills that should have been turned the other way. So it's back to the game. Carly Still to the ball in the middle there to Liberling. Liberling passes it out to to... And there's a two-point basket by Hadley Lieberling. And Lieberling's got 9 points here in the quarter. 40-33 is your score. 3:18 left here in the third quarter. Lewigs has the ball right now from Raposi. Lewigs drives the lane here, goes up with it, and gets fouled going to the basket. And she's going to get fouled by Carly Still. This is Still's second personal foul, 14th foul of the quarter. Lewigs is going to go to the line for two free throw shots. Lewigs has 10 points in the game now. 3:07 left here, third quarter. Lugs at the line. She takes her first free throw shot. It's good. She now has 11 points in the game. 41-33 is your score. In the game for Heritage Hills, number 44, Haley Coleman. Lugs takes her second free throw shot. Rolls in. It's good. This goes 2 for 2 there at the line. 42-33, Mariposa. Lady Vikings got a 9-point lead here, 3:07 left here, third quarter. Oh, and we've got a reaching call there on Jazz Ward. This will be Ward's third personal foul, 14th foul of the quarter for Mariposa. So Heritage Hills is going to inbound the ball again. I was getting attentions there by Ward. Still brings the ball up the court. Gets it over to Coleman. Coleman gets fouled going to the basket to make the shot. And that foul is on number 23, Jazz Ward. And that's her fourth personal foul. Two quick fouls in a row. That's her fifth team foul. So going the line is Haley Coleman for Heritage Hills. Takes her first free throw shot and rolls out. 42-33 is the score. Ella Weatherhill comes in the game for Jazz Ward. Coleman takes a second free throw shot. No good. Rebounded by Heath. Ellie Jo Johnson brings the ball to court. Gives it over to Murphy on the baseline. Murphy passes it back out to Johnson. Johnson right outside the top of the key. Gives it back to Murphy outside the three-point line. Murphy tries to drive in the lane here, lost control of it. Littleton was able to recover it for Heritage Hills. Being guarded by Johnson. Oh, and Littleton drove the lane there. It looked like she got charges on it, but they called Ella Weatherholt on the foul. This will be Weatherholt's first personal foul. Two free throw shots are coming to Macy Littleton. First free throw shot goes up, and it's good. 42-34 is your score. 2:34 left here, third quarter. Littleton takes her second free throw shot. It goes up and rolls in. It's good. So 42-35 is your score. We got a timeout here by Heritage Hills. It's going to be a full timeout, so... 2 minutes, 34 seconds left here, third quarter. North Posey leads 42-35. You're listening to WPIW, 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Nix Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nix Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nix Industrial at nixindustrial.com.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Heritage Hills Lady Patriots. 2 minutes, 34 seconds left here, third quarter. North Posey leads 42-35 over Heritage Hills. Lady Vikings playing pretty tough right now. They've played pretty well so far, and they were leading up to 10 points at one time, and then Heritage Hills keeps fighting back, and puts it back into single digits. So Billy Joe Johnson brought the ball across the midcourt. Bounce pass in the middle there to Weatherholt. Back out to Bender. Bender takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebound it by Heritage Hills. Carly still gives the ball to Littleton. Littleton gives back to Still. Still takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. And it's going to be out of bounds off North Posey. So it's going to be Heritage Hills ball here with 2:07 left here in the third quarter. Just joined us. North Posey is leading to 42-35 over Heritage Hills. Becker gives the ball to Lieberling. Lieberling gives it out to Still. Probably Still gives it to Littleton or to Lieberling. Lieberling still dribbling the ball. Bounce passes to Still. Still takes a three-point shot. Goes up. Air ball. And North Posey's going to let the ball go out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Viking ball here with 1 minute 41 seconds left in the third quarter. Ellie Joe Johnson handling the ball right now for North Posey. Johnson gets the ball to Heath. Heath passes it over, and they got the officials called Heath for traveling. So we got 1 minute 27 seconds left here. Lady Vikings still have a 7-point lead. And they are in a full court press. Carly Steele's got the ball. She gives it up to Littleton. Littleton's going to drive the lane here. Goes up with it. Knocks Heath over. And they called that a defensive foul there. They called that an offensive foul on Macy Littleton. That's her second personal foul. 15th foul of the quarter. So So it's a good move there by Alyssa Heath to take the charge there on that call. So Ellie Joe Johnson bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. 1:16 left on the game clock here in the third quarter. Johnson passed it over to Heath. Heath back to Johnson. Johnson over to Murphy, and Littleton stole the ball from Murphy and laid it up. It's good. 2-point basket by Macy Littleton. 42-37 is your score now. Rebounded by Lieberling, and Lieberling just got fouled. And that foul is the number 14, Addie Murphy, and that's her second personal foul. Going the line for two free throw shots is Hadley Lieberling. Lieberling has 9 points here in the third quarter. 50.3 seconds left. Heritage Hills trails by 5 points to North Posey. Lieberling takes his first free throw shot. It rolls out. It's no good. Fouls are starting. No, not too bad. A lot of people got Ward dealing one in foul trouble right now with four. Lieberling takes her second free throw shot. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Murphy. And Murphy just got fouled by Lieberling. And that is her. That's her third personal foul. That's her third personal foul. So she's the only one that's got three or more fouls. Ward's got four, and everybody else in the game's almost got at least two. So Murphy's going in line for two free throw shots from Raposi. See Murphy get her first points of the game, and she goes up, and she does. So she gets her first point of the game. 43-37 is the score. The Vikings lead by six here with 48.6 seconds left in third quarter. Murphy getting ready to take her second free throw shot. Goes up. Rolls that in. It's good. So she goes 2 for 2 there at the line. 44-37 is your score. Heritage Hills having a hard time getting the ball across the 10-second line. They finally did. Mia Becker got across. Becker goes up with it. Lays it up. No good. And we got a traveling on Heritage Hills. That was on Liz Gogol. She got called for traveling. 35.5 seconds left here in third quarter. seems like the first quarter flew by, and this third quarter seems like it's just taking forever. Seems like so. Johnson's got the ball for North Posey. Bounce passes it to Heath. Heath back to Johnson. Is in the middle there to Weatherholt. In the middle to Bender. And Bender got called for her line, her foot being on the out-of-bounds line. So it's possibly a little turnover there by North Posey. 18.8 seconds left. Carly Stills back in the game for Heritage Hills. Lady Patriots going to inbound the ball underneath North Posey basket. Go full length of the court. Get it inbounds to Kinley Bell. Bell passes it to Still. Down to 10 seconds on the clock. Back to Still. Over to Bell. Bell gives the ball in the middle there to Littleton. Littleton goes up with it. Lays it up. It's good. 44-39. Macy Littleton gets that basket. And we are done. Three quarters of play done. North Posey leads 44-39 over Heritage Hills. You're listening to Lady Viking Basketball on WPIW 98.9 FM.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. Start the fourth quarter. North Posey's got the ball. Start the quarter. Johnson passes it to Lewis. Lady Vikings lead by five points at 44-39. Here in the final quarter of the game, Heath passes the top of the key to Johnson. Back over to Lewis. Lewis back to Johnson. Johnson gets the ball back to Lewis. Lewis over to Johnson. Pass. Bounce pass to Weatherholt, back to Johnson. Pass to Lewis. Heath. Gets the ball in the middle there to Weatherholt. Lost control of it. Liberling able to rebound it. Gets the ball up to Still. Still looks up the court to Littleton. And Littleton blazes it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Macy Littleton. 44-41 is your score. North Posey only leads by 3 points here. 7:02 left in the game. Johnson gives the ball to Lewis. Lewis over to Johnson. Johnson back to Lewis again. Lewis gets the ball to Johnson over on the baseline to Heath. Heath back out to Johnson. Over to Lewis. Over on the other baseline to Weatherholt. Heath was going to take a three-point shot and decided not to. Tried to get the ball back to Johnson. Johnson still handling it right now. Down to under six and a half minutes left in the game. Lewis passes back over to Johnson. And Johnson lost control of it, but it went off a Heritage Hills player. It's still going to be North Posey ball. 6:14 left here in the game. Lady Vikings lead 44-41. North Posey led by as much as 11 points in this game. And Heath just got fouled going to the basket. And that foul is on Kinley Bell. That's her second personal foul. That's just the first team foul of the quarter for Heritage Hills. So Kylie Bender's going to inbound the ball from North Posey. Gets it to Weatherholt. Weatherholt takes a basket, goes up with it. No good. Rebound it by Heritage Hills. Recovered by Heath. And Heath just went to the basket, and she should go a line for two on that one. Mia Becker got called for that foul. That's her third personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Heritage Hills. Going to the line for two free throw shots is Alyssa Heath. Heath has 12 points in the game today. Takes her first free throw shot. It's up. It's good. 45-41 is the score now. Lady Vikings up four now. 6 minutes exactly left here in this game. Heath takes her second free throw shot. It goes up. It's also good. So 46-41 now is your score. Lady Vikings got a five-point lead. Kinley Bell gets the ball to Carly Still. Still takes a jump shot. Goes up. Rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket by Carly Still. 46-43 is your score. 5:43 left in the game. The Vikings have a three-point lead here at 46-43. It's baller Lewix on the baseline to Bender. Bender back to Lewix. Over to Johnson. Back to Lewix. Johnson gets the ball to Lewix. Or to Bender. There's Johnson. Johnson goes up with it. And she gets fouled going to the basket. And she's going to go to the line for the three-point play. And that foul's on Kinley Bell. And that's her third personal foul. 13th foul of the quarter for her Heritage Hills. Going to the line for the three-point play is Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson takes her free throw shot. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Littleton. In Heritage Hills went up the court. Carly Still laid one up off the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Carly Still. 48-45 is your score. We got a 30-second timeout by Heritage Hills, so we're just going to stay here. So Lady Vikings lead by three at 48-45. We got 5 minutes, 3 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. Like I said earlier, Lady Vikings led by as much as 11 points at one time. And since then, they've let Heritage Hills get back in the game, and they're only leading by three right now. So, not looking good right now for North Posey. But hopefully, they still got the lead. They still got life, and hopefully, they can just escape this game with the W. So, and get their 10th win of the year. So, we'll see what happens here. So, Ellie Jo Johnson bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Down under 5 minutes left here in the game. Lewix handling the ball right now for North Posey. Passes it over to Bender. Bender takes a three-point shot. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Littleton. Here, Chills could tie the game up here. Quarter. In the middle there to Liberline, and Liberline makes a two-point basket. Liberline, 48-47 is your score now. Lady Vikings only lead by one now. 4:20 left here in the game. Johnson gets the ball to Lewix. Lewix pass it over to Bender. Over to Johnson. Johnson takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Ellie Jo Johnson. 51-47 is your score. Lady Vikings lead by four. Nice defensive move there by Ella Weatherholt. It's still going to be Heritage Hills ball with 3:52 left on the clock. It was a good move. Back in the game for North Posey is Jazz Ward for Ella Weatherholt. So Heritage Hills going to inbound the ball. Littleton gets the ball inbounds to Sicily. Back out to Becker. Over to Liberline. Liberline hands it off to Still. Still gives the ball to Littleton. Littleton still handling it right now. Pass it over to Liberline. Liberline almost got her pass deflected by Kylie Bender. Mia Becker gave the ball to Carly Still. Down to 3:23 left here in the game clock. over to Litherland. Litherland drives the lane there, goes up with it, and she gets fouled going to the basket, and she's going to go line for two. And that foul is going to be on number three, Mallory Lewigs. That's going to be her third personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going to the free throw line for two free throw shots is Macy Littleton. Takes her first free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. 51-48 is your score now. We've got 3:16 left here in the game clock. Littleton takes her second free throw shot. It's up. It's good. So she goes 2 for 2 there at the line. 51-49 is your score. Lady Vikings got a 2-point lead here with 3:12 left in the game. Johnson passes it to Lewigs. Lewigs bounce passes it over to Johnson. Johnson takes the 3-point shot. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Ward. Ward goes back up with it again. No good. And we got a foul. And that foul is number 5, Kylie Bender. That's her first personal foul. And that's the second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. So Heritage Hills could either tie the game or take the lead here on this next possession. Iverlene has the ball right now. She's bringing the ball to court for Heritage Hills. And she gets called for traveling. So another, that's a Heritage Hills turnover there. 2:46 left in the game. Johnson bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Heritage Hills could have took the lead net on that possession there. Johnson handling the ball right now. Gets ball over to Heath. Back to Johnson. Bounce pass to Bender. Over to Heath. Heath takes a 3-point shot. It's up. It's good. 3-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 54-49 is your score. We got a full timeout here. So 2:26 left here, fourth quarter. North Posey leads 54-49. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Heritage Hills Lady Patriots. Got 2 minutes, 26 seconds left here in this game. North Posey leads by 5 points at 54-49. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WPIW. If you couldn't make tonight's game here. But Heritage Hills is going to get the ball. When we come back on the play here, they're going to inbound the ball underneath the North Posey basket and go the full length of the court. North Posey's in a full court press right now. Littleton just got across the 10-second line. Still takes a baseline shot. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath hands the ball off to Johnson. Johnson's bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. Johnson passes over to Lewis. Lewis bounce passes it to Bender. And we got and Claire Sisley came in between the passer, knocked it out of bounds. Still going to be North Posey ball with 2:05 left here in the fourth quarter. Lady Vikings still have a 5-point lead. Ellie Jo Johnson handling the ball. And Johnson just got fouled. NFL is the number 21, Carly Steele. That's her third personal foul. 14 foul of the quarter for Heritage Hills. Ellie Jo Johnson gives the ball to Heath. And Heath made a pass to Bender and it went right through her hands out of bounds. So it's going to be Heritage Hills' ball. Here, 1:54 left here in the game. So Heritage Hills is going to inbound the ball. They get it inbounds. Litherland's bringing the ball to court for Heritage Hills. Gives it to Carly Still. Still back to Littleton. Littlein throws it up top to Lieberling, and Lieberling loses control of it. Jazz Ward recovers the ball for Morposi. Gets the ball over to Lewigs in the corner there. Lewigs brings the ball back out. Passes it over to Johnson over in the baseline to Heath. Heath back to Johnson outside the top of the key. Johnson passes it over to Heath. Heath takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 57-49 is your score now. Morposi leads by eight. Here's your Chills. Gets the ball over to Carly Steele in the middle there to Becker. Becker missed it. Rebounded by Kylie Bender. Bender looks up top there to Lugs, and Lugs got fouled by Hadley Lieberling. That's her fourth personal foul. 15 foul. 15 foul of the quarter. So Lugs is going to go to the line for two free throws. Lugs is having a very good game tonight. She's got 12 points in the game. Takes her first free throw shot. Rolls out. It's no good. Lady Vikings have an 8-point lead here at 57-49. Over here, Chills. Got 54.7 seconds left. See if they can hold off here. Get their 10th win of the season. And Lewis made the second free throw shot, so that was good. 58-49. Lady Vikings got a 9-point lead here. And we got a blocking foul there. That looks like it's going to go on Jazz Ward. And it is going to be on Jazz Ward, and that's her fifth personal foul. So Ward's going to foul out with 3 points in the game. And going to the line is Lieberling. She's going to go to the line for two free throw shots. Allie Lieberling's going to the line. Coach Cole called his players on the court over to have a little talk with them. And now they're going back to the free throw line. Took advantage of that time. Lieberling's going to the line for two free throw shots. First free throw shot goes up, and then she makes it. 58-50 is your score now. Lady Vikings lead by eight. Here are 50.3 seconds left here on the game clock. Lieberling takes her second free throw shot. It goes up, and it's also good. So she makes both of them. 58-51 is your score. Lady Vikings lead by seven. And we got another foul here. 46.5 seconds left. That's on Carly Steele, and that's her fourth personal foul. Going the line for two free throw shots will be Alyssa Heath. Heath today has got 20 points in the game. Takes her first free throw shot. It's up. It's good. She's got 21 points now in the game. 59-51 is your score. Second free throw shot goes up, and it's also good. She's got 22 points in the game now. 60-51 is your score. Here it Chills. The ball over to Mia Becker. Back out to Carly Steele. Steele takes a three-point shot. Goes up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Kylie Bender. Bender bringing the ball to court for Morposi. Bender got the ball stolen from her by Macy Littlein. And Littlein lays it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Macy Littlein. 60-53 is your score, and we got a full timeout here with 22.8 seconds left. And both scoreboards went out that time. Whoa. I swear I'm cursing the last 2 days, but it said 22.8 seconds left. Morposi leads 60-53 over here at Chills. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from North Posey Gymnasium. Between the Heritage Hills Lady Patriots and the Norposi Lady Vikings. We've got 22.8 seconds left. We got a scoreboard issue here. Both scoreboards went out right at the timeout. but I know I saw 22.8 seconds. Yeah, that's right. And they're both back on again. North Posey leads this game by 7 points at 60-53. Lady Vikings will have the ball when we come back into play here with 22.8 seconds left on the clock. So here we go. Lady Vikings going to inbound the ball, go the full length of the court. Kylie Bender's going to inbound the ball for North Posey. Gets it over to Murphy, and Murphy got fouled by Kinley Bell. That'd be Bell's fourth personal foul. And Addie Murphy's going to go line for two free throw shots. 21.3 seconds left now in the game. Murphy has 2 points in the game today. She had two free throw shots in her last time at the free throw line. She'll take her first of two free throws here. Goes up. First one, no good. Carly Still's back in the game for Mia Becker. Murphy takes her second free throw shot, rolls in, it's good. So she gets one for two there at the line. 61-53 is your score. Three-point basket by Heritage Hills, no good. Rebounded by Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson gets the ball to Lugs, over to Heath. Heath, bringing the ball to court, down to 10 seconds left. Nine seconds left now. And this foul is number 35, Paxton Straley. That's her first personal foul. Alyssa Heath's going to go line for two free throw shots with 9.2 seconds left. First free throw shot, it's up, it's good. Heath's having one heck of a game tonight. It's her 23rd point, I believe. 62-53 now is her score. And Heath missed the second one. Here Chills come with the court. Carly Still's got the ball. Gives it over to Strawley. And Bender just held the ball, and that is the game. Final score, North Posey wins 62-53 over Heritage Hills. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you the final scoring totals for tonight's game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville. When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville. When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. Final score, North Posey wins 62-53 over Heritage Hills. Lady Vikings improved to 10-5 on the season. Heritage Hills falls to 7-8 on the year. Not a bad game, so good win for North Posey. I think it's the first time in many years they've got 10 or more wins here, 10 or more wins in a season. So this is a very good win here for North Posey. And quite a milestone for the last couple of years, you know, for them to get this victory. So, but at first quarter, North Posey won it 8-4. The second quarter, North Posey won it 17-14 to have a 25-18 lead at the halftime break. Heritage Hills actually won the third quarter 21-19 to cut the North Posey lead down to 44-39. Lady Vikings outscored Heritage Hills 18-14 in the fourth quarter to win this game by the score of 62-53. Individual scoring tonight for Heritage Hills, they only have four players score in the game. They were led by Hadley Lieberling with 18 points. She had 13 of her 18 points in the second half. Then we had Macy Littleland. She had 15 points. 13 of her 15 points were also in the second half. Mia Becker had 11 points. And Carly Still had 9 points. Still was their leading scorer in the game, coming into the game at 13.6 a game, and they held her under 4 points under her average. So Lady Vikings did very well against her on defense. For North Posey, they were led in scoring with a game high of 23 points from Melissa Heath. Heath had 6 3-point baskets in the game, and she went 5 for 6 from the free throw line tonight. So she had a very solid game in this matchup to help the Lady Vikings. Another person had a very good game was Mallory Lewix. Lewix ended up with 13 points in the game. She had 8 of her 13 points in the first half. Ellie Jo Johnson ended up with 12 points. She had 10 of her 12 points in the second half. Then we had Ella Weatherholt with 4 points. She got all hers in the first half. Kylie Bender finished with 4 points. Then we had Addie Murphy with 3 points. And Jaslyn Ward with 3 points. And that's the scoring tonight for North Posey. So congratulations to the Lady Vikings. They improved their season record to 10-5 on the year. And they also improved to 3-3 in the PAC. So next up for North Posey will be this Saturday when they play Pike Central. And that game is around 12:30 p.m. So until then, thanks for joining us here on WPIW. Again, North Posey wins by the final score 62-53 over Heritage Hills. Thanks for joining us tonight and have a great evening.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.